In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The communist Lenin described religion as an opiate for the people, a drug that they took to subdue them into submission, to blind them to the injustices that were being perpetrated against them, to keep them from rising up and taking that which was rightfully their own. And well, of course, we know he was not only mistaken, but he was untruthful. We know that he was the deceiver and the liar, not the truth of religion. It seems at times, brothers and sisters, that we actually live that way, in the sense that, especially when we speak about the reality of the kingdom of heaven, the reality of the life after this life, it seems a fanciful idea, something we speak about, something that we might even believe in, but we speak about it and believe in it insofar as it somehow might transform our behavior, somehow keeping us in line, keeping us in check. But isn't the foundation of our existences, truly doesn't lead to actual transformation of our behavior, and we continue to live in the world as if heaven doesn't exist, or if it does exist, it is so distant and far from me that I simply cannot think about it right now. Or God is so generous in his love and his mercy, heaven is something to which I will be able to walk in even if I'm undeserving of the gift that's being bestowed upon me. And yet, as we come to the end of this year in grace and favor, we owe it to ourselves. And in truth, it is incumbent upon us to actually spend not an insignificant amount of time contemplating the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, and our place in it. Or maybe not our place in it, depending on how things unfold here on earth and how we choose to live here on earth in relationship with God. And there maybe is the first place for us to begin. That contemplation of the kingdom of God can't be something taken for granted, nor can it merely be an idea, but must be the very foundation of our existences, so that everything about who we are is conspired toward being able to live in this life in such a way that we enjoy the fruits of everlasting life in the life to come. When I contemplate heaven and the great joy that should come from being able to look upon the face of God and live, everything then about who I am here on earth must be in concert with that deepest desire, understanding that the slightest misstep, the slightest inclination toward my own self, my unwillingness to put aside my inordinate desires or consequently give in to my temptations, all of these things have the potential of keeping me away from that which is what my heart wants, to be with God in every moment of every day, both now and always. And yet even that idea, that concept, that theological construct seems to be so far beyond our understanding, to be with God in every moment of every day, both now and for the rest of my life. How does one achieve that, that being in God's presence? How does one keep mind and heart, body and soul so properly oriented that everything about who I am and everything that I do always is with God? That's not a rhetorical question. It may be the question at the heart of the spiritual life. Of course, God himself gives us the answers. It is in what we are doing here in the Eucharistic sacrifice, receiving the living God himself, who is first, last, and always the food and the strength needed in order to do well with God. Yes, that is true. The God who then dwells inside of us, the God who chose to make his dwelling in us, must then live in and out through us. Everything about our daily lives, our prayer lives, our work lives, our relationships must be caught up in the mystery of God. I am the first to admit that I am a failure in what it is that I'm exhorting you all to do. But my failures in no way, shape, or form diminish the truth of what is being proclaimed. And the fact that the world has not been successful doesn't mean that God does not want success for us, nor can we achieve that success. Yes, we can. The holy men and women who have gone before us are clear exemplars of living that dignity as children of God and never losing sight of who they are, and how everything about who they are must reflect the relationship that they share with God in love. It has happened. It can happen. And God desires it for us. Maybe what is needed for us is precisely that, more contemplation. Not speculation, not theological rumination, simply being in the presence of God. How often do you spend time with the Lord? Again, not a rhetorical question. Yes, certainly your presence here at Holy Mass on Sunday. For a great many of us, thanks be to God, Mass throughout the week. But even if one is not able to come to daily Mass, do you take the time to find a place to go and pray? Even as the Archdiocese has consolidated, there are still places to pray. There are still churches that are open, and this one is always available to you to come and to be in God's presence. Do you seek Him out? Do you strive to be with God? Is your heart on fire and zealous for the things of God? And again, not rhetorical questions. Are they? And if they are not, then why aren't they? And what are you going to do to set your heart on fire with God? Again, not a rhetorical question. What things in your life, what relationships, what dispositions, what attitudes must be transformed, baptized, or jettisoned so that your heart is only and always filled with God? This requires prayer. It requires contemplation. To sit in the presence of God and to first be bold enough, courageous enough to ask the question. And then to sit quietly with God and allow Him to give you the answer. And then armed with the truth that God reveals to you, committing by the graces He bestows upon you to go into the world and live as you should. You've all heard me say on multiple occasions from this very spot that the transformation of the world ultimately will come about when we as Catholic men and women live as we should day in and day out. And it truly is that simple. Yes, indeed, the world is now in some ways a much better, a much safer place, and thanks be to God for that. But we can never rely upon men and principalities and governments to provide the thing that God provides, Him and Him alone. And God willingly and joyfully gives this to you. Why do you persist in going your own way, doing your own thing, marking out your own path? When God has done all of the heavy lifting for you, God has done all of the hard work, all that He asks is that you follow after Him in the way that He Himself goes. Because that road is so beautifully laid before us, and all the landmines have been cleared away so that the path is sure and certain. All that you do is follow the Lord day in and day out. And then the contemplation of the kingdom of God. Being able to look upon the face of God and live. To see God face to face and to bask in His glory and to find there that lasting joy that fills every fiber of my being. Then I know this is not just an idea that is hung before me to tempt me or an idea to beat me into submission, but is an expression of my deepest desire, a fulfillment that God wants to bestow upon me. But it takes time, brothers and sisters. It takes work. It takes an experience and relationship with the living God Himself. But how fortunate we are that not only does God invite us into His very existence in this Eucharistic sacrifice, but He remains with us present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the most holy Eucharist. So I don't have to wonder where He is or search Him out. I can find Him day in and day out, moment after moment. And in finding Him, remaining with Him, being with Him, conversing with Him, allowing Him to unfold myself to me in order that the more I give myself to God in this life, the more sure I am that I will enjoy life everlasting with Him. The Lord speaks in parables not to confound and confuse us, but because we are oftentimes hard-headed and easily confused. He speaks in a way that we might understand something that oftentimes remains a little bit beyond our grasp. But we can understand the mustard seed and the power that it is. We can understand the leaven that is raised up high. We can understand all the ways that God speaks to us because now He is with us and unfolds our hearts and allows us to truly understand. And so, what is the kingdom of heaven? Nothing less than being able to be with God and in being with God to find peace. This is, after all, what God desires for all of us, that we might be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. And so begin today, this very afternoon, contemplating the glories of God and hopefully your place therein. And then in that contemplation, resolve to live well with God in this life as you anticipate living well with him in the life to come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.